Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, do you ever want to be a better version of yourself? Just say yes. Everybody wants to be a better version of themselves. You can do it in 15 minutes or less with Blinkist. Check out Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost to get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and a 7-day free trial to check it out. Blinkist.com/boost. How are you? Happy Monday. Are you ready for an awesome week? Why not, huh? Did you have a good weekend? I probably should ask that first. Holidays are coming. We need to get busy because very soon we're going to get busy, and then we'll have that 6 or 8 week pause before we get back to doing stuff in January, but that's okay. What kind of motivation do you have? Everybody has one of four different kinds of motivation. What kind do you need? What kind do you want? What kind gets things done? We'll talk about that today. It's that elusive thing called motivation. Where it comes from, and how I find I get myself motivated, and I hope you too as well, I think. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, but real and practical. Yes, we want to be upbeat. We want to be positive. We really want to look at the world in a very optimistic manner. At the same time, we want to look at it for exactly how it is, which is sometimes, I'll let you fill in the blank there. Sometimes it's crazy, and it's just crazy, and that's okay. And we can deal with crazy as long as we accept it's just that way. It's crazy. It's not fair. Stuff happens. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's all things at one time. Just accept that. Get out of bed. Say, bring it today, and let's see what happens today, and we'll make the best of it today. How's that? How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Extremely pumped up today, I do have to say. I have a birthday coming up this week. A long time ago, I stopped calling it my birthday. I love birthdays, by the way, and I've been very fortunate. So many people have celebrated birthdays for me over the years and given me parties and things. It's been awesome. But a few years back, I started calling it my rebirthday, and I did that purposely because I kind of wanted to look at it differently. Instead of waiting, you know, until January 1st or some crazy date off in the future when I thought maybe I'd get myself pumped up, I would just take my birthday and make it a rebirthday and say, okay, well, how can I rebirth myself? What can I do differently this year? What do I like? What I don't like? What might I change? In fact, when we think about it that way, we might even go to the question I like to ask on a Monday. Have you done your homework? Have you asked that question? What do I like about my life and what do I don't like about my life? What do I want to keep and what do I want to change? I can promise you this, that if you don't work at keeping what you really like, it's going to go away. And that's not bad. It's just, it happens. Life changes. The winds blow. Things just, you know, it just happens. So do your homework. Take a few minutes and say, what do I really love and how I'm going to make sure I keep it forever? And if there's something that's maybe not making you that happy, it's pretty simple. Don't get upset about it. Just decide to make the change. We can talk about that maybe later this week if you want to, huh? You know, I don't know anybody who doesn't want to be a better version of themselves. You? I think so. Me? I know I do. Fastest way to do that is with a new topic, a new skill, maybe revisit something you've done in the past, get up to speed with something everybody else is talking about right now, broaden your horizons, if you will, boost your self-esteem, all that kind of stuff. That's where Blinkist, the Blinkist app comes in. Blinkist takes the top nonfiction titles, they pull out the key takeaways, and they put them in text and audio explainers they call Blinks, and they give you everything you need in about 15 minutes. It's awesome. Use Blinks to learn about philosophy or history or science, whatever you're interested in. How about psychology or health or nutrition or personal growth? You're into that, I know. Thousands of titles. They have 27 categories, the best knowledge in the world for you to choose from. Now, oh, you like podcasts? Of course you do. How about the long ones, the really long ones? Who has time for that all the time? Don't have to worry about it. Blinkist has shortcasts where they give you a 15-minute podcast, essentially. I have two recommendations. How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Dale Carnegie, a classic there. And Why We Sleep. Matthew Walker. That's important, that sleep stuff. Right now, Blinkist has a special just for you. Go to Blinkist.com/boost and start your 7-day free trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost. 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and a 7-day free trial to get started. Blinkist.com/boost. So I have an apology as I begin the show today. I have an apology. That is, I completely forgot to record the podcast. It's like the third time in 4,000 shows that I forgot to record it. I don't even know how I did it. Well, okay, I do. Because I got motivated last week. It happened. We've been doing all kinds of cool things around here that are going to really begin to shape up toward the end of the year, and you'll see that. It's already starting to happen a little bit. But I've been shopping for something. I've had my eye on something. I've been paying attention to something. I've been motivated to go get something. You know that feeling when it gets a hold of you and it's not going to back off until you get it done? You get highly motivated. I had that going on. I'll tell you what. I was into it. I was shopping everywhere and I was all over the internet. And one day last week, I saw a picture of that something. And I said, "There's that something I was looking for." Now I'm highly motivated. I got to talk my wife into it, but I'm highly motivated. So I'm busy getting ready to record a motivational podcast for you. At the same time, I spot this beautiful two-wheeled creature, called up The Price Is Right, and boom, I was off and running. And by the time we rolled around to about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, had a brand new 2021 Harley-Davidson Vivid Black Road King in my garage. I think it's my fourth Harley these days. I haven't had one for a couple of years. So I apologize for not getting the podcast done right on time. I did remember, actually, at 3 o'clock this morning. Oh, no, my God, I didn't do the podcast. Oh, no. But life gets in the way. Stuff happens, Scott. That's completely voluntary. I know. But isn't that funny about motivation? Isn't it funny how sometimes it just fires you up and you're off and running and you don't even know why? Isn't it funny how that happens? Yeah. I should have got the show done. There's no doubt about that. I apologize for that. But isn't it funny, and you've done it before yourself, and when suddenly something kicks in and off you go, you're off and running. Now, many times during the course of a week or a day or a month or whatever it happens to be, sometimes we get motivated in the wrong ways and we're off and running. But when we're motivated in the right ways, wow, it's like somebody wants to go on a diet and lose some weight, and they struggle to do that, and then instantly, for whatever reason, one time it works. That elusive thing called motivation. And that's what happened to me. And I'm very happy with it, by the way. I'm not sure my wife is, but I am. My neighbors think it's cool too. So there's four types of motivation. You can have them all at the same time, but there are four. So let's talk about that. The first type is extrinsic motivation. It comes from outside of you. And that's basically when you do things because you're compelled to do it. Usually by someone else. Does that happen to you a lot? Have you found your life to be the type of life where mostly everything you've done is because somebody has kind of compelled you to do it? Not really because you wanted to? Maybe a little bit you wanted to, but not really your thing, right? Somebody compelled you to. Extrinsic motivation is what that is. Now, what's the next one? Well, it's intrinsic motivation. Inside. It's internal. It's done for personal reasons. It could be called your why. That's kind of what happened to me this past weekend when I was on this mission. I had a why. I knew what I wanted. It's beautiful weather here in Florida right now. I was ready to roll. And when that door swung open, bam, you couldn't have stopped me. Nobody could have stopped me. If they didn't. The funny thing happens when you get motivated to go after what you want. Introjected motivation, what is that? It's similar to intrinsic. The difference is that if something is not done, you feel guilty. Oh my God, how guilty would I have felt if I didn't follow my dream? Well, probably a lot. I know me. It was going to happen no matter what. You couldn't have stopped me. Do you do things sometimes because you just know, well, I better get it done. I'm going to feel guilty if I don't. Better go to the gym, paying for that membership. Don't be a prophet, by the way. You know, that's what gyms call you. When you own a gym membership and you never use it, you're called a prophet. How many members do they have? 10,000? How many show up every day? 200? You're a prophet. Finally, identified motivation. This is when you know something needs to be done, but you have not decided to do it yet. And I guess it could be said that you're probably there a good amount of the time. Most of us are, huh? So where are you? Think about it for a second. What's driving you? See, to me, when I look at motivation, I don't really look at these four types. I just know they exist. I look for the thing. And it's just really basic, and just, I think, lots of times we just have to be basic and simple. For a thing that just fires me up. What gets my attention? What makes me want to go? And it's really elusive, and sometimes it's a little tweak to get it there. And yeah, sometimes it takes you off in the wrong direction. But boy, when you find that thing that gets you going, doesn't that get you going? Oh, you better believe it does. And that's what you want. So it's extrinsic. It comes from the outside of you. And you do it because you're compelled to do it. I don't like that kind. It's intrinsic because it's coming from within you. It's cool. You like it. It's a personal reason. You're going for it. It's your why. I like that kind. Introjected motivation, similar, but you're doing it because if it's not done, you're going to feel guilty. And identified motivation is when you need to, you know something needs to be done. You just haven't decided you're going to go do that yet, huh? Just kind of feeling it, like not quite yet. What kind do you have? My guess is you probably have all of them right now. Because they all can be in play at the same time. They can also overlap. But that intrinsic, that why, when you figure that out. And by the way, I start with the what. I do. I always start with the what. I don't start with the why. I start with the what. I just want to know what I want. What's got my attention? And then I go, okay, what's the why? And once I can figure that out, life is pretty good. And if you really go a little deeper, and then I'll get out of here. This is kind of like operant conditioning, isn't it? For those of you who understand what that is all about. Notice how we just kind of went through four different steps, kind of like how you train a dog, too, to get what the dog wants. They were all animals, especially me, especially on the weekend. Have a great day. I'm going to come back tomorrow with more stuff to help you get the stuff you want on the Daily Boost.